October for entries. All Bird Bash entries go towards a December 20th giveaway with a monstrous 300 grand in prizes. Bird Bash makes its bewitching return. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at PaysBig.com/Bird Bash.
Must be 21 years old to play.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Scott's Football brought to you in part by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. So the Badgers stuff Penn State on a fourth down, less than a foot. That was Kurt Neal getting in there and blowing up the play. Wisconsin will take over at its 28-yard line, first and 10.
Well, you get the big drop on third and one, and Penn State went for the jugular. They tried to make a big play. He drops it, and then they go old-school Philadelphia. Let's push, load it up. And I think it was Kurt Neal that did an unbelievable job of submarining under the center. It all starts there. If you can get just a little push and get some reinforcements to come in, big-time stop on fourth and short.
6:15 left in the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin. Braden Locke and the Wisconsin offense back out there now. Benny Anthony, Will Pauling out to the right. Talwee Walker is the running back. Snap the lock. He'll give it to Walker. Up the middle across the 30 and up to about the 32-yard line on a gain of 4. It'll be King, a linebacker, first on the scene. Second down and 6 for Wisconsin.
I think that's going to be your formula tonight, is just get north and south. I think when you're starting to bounce and pull a bunch of guys, you're going to end up playing right to what Penn State wants to do. Be physical, get north and south, keep it in that interior, and let's let Walker work.
Double wide to the right on second down. Locke will feed Walker again, trying to get a little burst. Bounces off a defender across the 35 and up to the 36-yard line. Talwee Walker is delivering some blows here in this first quarter.
He's making guys, you're seeing him continue to churn his feet. That was a nice job by Ashcraft of getting out there and kicking it out, allowing Walker to go up. And then again, not just letting one guy bring him down. He's running his feet, and he's making these defenders think about that physicality that he's bringing to it.
Darion Dupree, the running back now. Double wide to the left. Ashcraft, the tight end, motions to the right. Here's the handoff to Dupree, fighting for the first down, and he's going to get it, I believe. He needed the 38. He got to about the 38.5, maybe the 39. First down, Wisconsin. It's a good, strong run by the true freshman in some heavy traffic.
Renfro did a fantastic job at his center spot. His linebacker shot, so he initially went to the down man but got enough on their linebacker to push it to let Dupree pick that first down.
From the 39 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Two receivers left, one on the right. Dupree still the running back, and he gets the handoff over the right side of the line. He'll twist up to about the 40, and that's it. A gain of 1. Tony Rojas, a linebacker, getting in there for Penn State. Jalen Reed, Koziah Izzard as well. Izzard a lineman, Reed one of the safeties. Second down and 9 for the Badgers. 4:20 left in the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
I think Reed caught him from the backside. You pull guys and you allow some of that, you know, backside guys to become part of the play. If you bounce it a little bit, that Penn State did a good job of making them bounce.
Talwee Walker back in at running back. Play fake. Lock loose, throws over the middle, and it's through the hands of Will Pauling. A little high, but catchable at midfield. And it's 3rd and 9 for the Badgers at their own 40-yard line.
A little high is right. I think that ended up hitting Will in the hands. And you're always nervous, especially on throws over the middle. That ball gets tipped up or it goes back. That's where, you know, the safeties can make plays in that. That's a ball I think Will's got to come down with.
Braden Locke, 2 of 8 here so far. this opening quarter. Third and nine for the Badgers. Their own 40-yard line. Slot left, slot right. Walker to the left of Braden Locke, who gets the snap. Penn State bringing three. Locke flush to his right. Flag down. Pass is caught by Kekahuna into Penn State territory. But there's a penalty marker in the Wisconsin backfield. And Amin Vanover, one of the defensive linemen, signaling this is going to come back. Here's the call.
Holding. Offense, number 79. 10-yard penalty for the previous spot. It's still third down.
So now third and long here for Wisconsin. We talked about, again, the scenario you do not want to be in ever, but especially against a defense like Penn State's.
Yeah, that was just a really nice move by their defensive end. He beat Jack Nelson inside. And as much as I love defending offensive linemen, he tackled him. You got your feet. If you lose with your feet and you're reaching, you're going to get a flag.
And the Badgers' 30-yard line, third down and 19. Pauling loops in motion. Locke throws, and it's caught by Anthony over the middle across the 35, and it gets chopped down by the corner, Elliott Washington. At the 38-yard line, Wisconsin territory, and that's fourth down and 11 as Atticus Bertrams on to either punt or
there
run again.
Go.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's some of our best offense so far. Bertrams. Well, Walker is now taking the lead with 19 yards. Bertrams with that 15-yard scamper, but we're going to have a hard time if we're going to be sitting here third and 11 plus. It's going to be a tough night.
Zion Tracy deep at the Penn State 18-yard line. Snap to Bertrams. Pressure is light, and the kick is away. Turns it over. Tracy backpedals, and he'll field at the 10-yard line. Running left, 15 across the 20. 25-yard line brought down shy of the 30.
Let's check his knee.
I thought that knee may have hit turf.
It certainly looked that way.
The punt cover unit started to tap the brakes a little bit, but at the moment, Penn State with a nice return. There's a penalty marker down as well. We'll sort that out as we continue. Drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. We have 2:54 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 3, Penn State nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Cleary Building. We protect what's of value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You mentioned that return looked a little funky, and it's because it was. Zion Tracy actually did have a knee on the ground as he caught the punt. So Penn State will start at its 10-yard line. First and 10, 2:54 left in the opening quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin.
It looked like that from the jump. The Bertrams hit a great punt, turned it over, and it almost, you're kind of wondering, maybe Muffet? He's running backwards, and he did. His knee was there. The ref was right there. Surprised he didn't. And then I thought, obviously, Wisconsin's bench not happy that they didn't call it. Looks like they all figured it out, got it right, and you know who was pointing it out from the jump? Oh, Bertram.
That's right.
From 50 yards away, he saw it.
Yeah, turned into a 52-yard punt. Nicholas Singleton is the running back. Two receivers left, one on the right. Omari Evans, fleet-footed receiver in motion, now lines up slot on the right side. Drew Allard, the quarterback, takes a snap, back to throw, time of the pocket, left side pass, and a rolling catch made just shy of the 20-yard line. That's Harrison Wallace at the 19-yard line of the far side. Gain of 9, Penn State back on the ball, second and 1. Wallace wide left, Evans slot right. Julian Fleming wide right out of the pistol. Here's the handoff, Singleton. He'll get the first down across the 20-yard line, up to the 22, Ben Barton. On the stop for Wisconsin.
Barton in there, Cheeks in there, and that's going to be critical. You're seeing what Penn State is trying to do. They're isolating. They are trying to spread things out, find one-on-one coverage. Wherever it's at, that's where they want to go. And if you're going to do that, Wisconsin's going to have to load up in there, making sure they can still stop the run.
Tyler Warren, wing on the right side. Two receivers left, one on the right. Singleton in motion, snap to Allard, throws over the middle, Warren the catch across the 30-yard line, bounced away from Zachman the first time, but Zachman will bring him down with help. It takes a couple of guys, Austin Brown in there as well. It's a gain of at least 8, maybe 9, we'll say 9 to the 31 of Penn State, second and 1.
You can see why he is looked at as a big-time prospect, because he is not letting one guy bring him down. Got that Bronco Nagurski feel to him.
He really does.
He's going to try to run you over. He's going to be athletic enough to get open, and he's a real bear to get down in space.
Minute and a half left of the first quarter. 3-0 Wisconsin. Second and 1 Penn State from the Nittany Lions 31-yard line. Singleton wide right, motions left. They fake the jet sweep. Shovel pass up the middle. Warren, 40-yard line to the 45, and brought down at the 46-yard line. And a first down for Penn State. You're not crazy about that.
Well, left guard jumped.
Sure,
there
did.
Was a false start. The ref saw it. They didn't call it.
And they get on the ball as they're playing with tempo. Handoff Singleton up the middle, and wrapping around the hips is Austin Brown for Wisconsin, and a gain of 2 to the 48-yard line of the Nittany Lions. Second down and 8.
And I'm looking at it because he took two steps like he was going to throw the flag, and then he just said, let's let it go. Now, obviously, you need to tackle better and everything else, but if a guy flinches and moves, you got to call the penalty.
Now, the 40 seconds left in the first quarter, 3-0 Wisconsin, second and 8 Penn State for the Nittany Lions 48-yard line. Liam Clifford out wide to the left. He's in motion to the right. Yep, that's Sean's younger brother, Liam Clifford. Haller gets the hip-high shotgun snap, looking to throw, four-man rush, firing over the middle, and that is caught by Khalil Dinkins, their second tight end. He'll get the first down. Zachman on the tackle at the 35-yard line of Wisconsin.
A lot of space just sat right in the hole of that zone defense, and Haller just stayed there. Way too much protection there from Penn State.
Rapid-fire offense on first and 10. Haller looking, tight pocket, got away from Hills, throwing right side, wide open, 25, 20-yard line, Singleton to the 15. Nicholas Singleton inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line of Wisconsin. First down, goal to go for Penn State. Christian Allegro down there with Ricardo Hallman. As we hit the end of the first quarter of play. So Penn State with some up-tempo offense here. And now as a first and goal as we shift to quarter number 2.
By.
It sure did. Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do. Whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or a supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings, you know high standards are the precedent. Check a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza today from your local grocery stores. And Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association wants you to know that Wisconsin Badgers support pig farmers all year long. Check them out at WPPA.org. At the end of 1, Wisconsin 3, Penn State nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah.
17
years. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
One other Big Ten game in progress into the first quarter at the Big House. Michigan State's leading Michigan 7-0. Earlier today, Ohio State got past Nebraska 21-17. Indiana 31, Washington 17. Oregon pounced on Illinois 38-9. It was Iowa pulling away in the second half, 40-14 over Northwestern. Big day for the Gophers, 48-23 winners against the Maryland Terrapins. Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Kloss tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit CLAAS.com. We begin the second quarter, Wisconsin 3, Penn State nothing. But the Nittany Lions have a first and goal at the 8-yard line.
Just way too much comfortability for the offense. They're able to do what they want right now, and they're getting, you know, Aller is 9 out of 10, and the only ball that has not been completed was a complete drop on a wide open play on third and short. So right now, Penn State doing what they want. Wisconsin ahead 3-0, so you can look at it that way, but have to get more guys in that backfield. Right now, it's just everything is coming too easy from Penn State's standpoint.
131 yards of offense for the Nittany Lions, 67 for the Badgers in the opening quarter. So here we go, first and goal. Both Catron Allen and Nicholas Singleton are in the backfield. Allen behind Drew Aller, Singleton to the left of the quarterback. Tyler Warren, the tight end, motions to the left. On first and goal, the handoff to Catron Allen, trying the left side, turns it back up. Kurt Neal slows him down, and then covering him up is Hunter Wohler, along with Aaron Witt. They'll mark at the 6, and again, no huddle. Back in the ball, second and goal. Slot left, slot right. Snap to Aller, looking to his right, throwing right side, end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Penn State. Nicholas Singleton hanging on as Penn State with the first touchdown of the night, now leading 6-3.
That was a great throw and a great catch. That just a corner route to that back pylon, and Aller lofted out there, put it up there. Hunter Wohler with not bad coverage, just missed on his swipe. He was there a little bit late, and he was able to haul it in on a really nice throw by Aller.
They've talked about how much improved Singleton is catching the ball, and man, that's a prime example. As Ryan Barker, the lefty, on to attempt the PAT.
That flinched. Hey, they called this one. All right. I was wondering if they were going to call flinches tonight.
Tausch a little salty here tonight.
Wow,
I like it.
13-yard run that should have never happened.
Yeah, it's a good point. So this will be a little further for the extra point, be a 25-yarder. Ryan Barker was the star, among the stars in that game against USC, the game-winning field goal. Didn't start the season in the role, but it's his now. He handles the point after here. There's the snap, and the kick is away, and the kick is good. So we'll keep it here. We're in the opening minute of the second quarter, 14:37 left in it. Penn State 7, Wisconsin 3, a 9-play, 90-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 1 second, all after that punt that was caught and Zion Tracy dropping to a knee. So didn't matter. Drew Aller engineering a very impressive drop.
He's looked really good, and that's a credit to him and Penn State's offensive line. Wisconsin, obviously, anytime you come in to any game, whether it's a big game or whatever, you want to stop the run. And Wisconsin has done a good job so far. 7 carries, 20 yards, or 2.9. So that's your starting point. But Penn State is spreading it out, and they're going to say, all right, we love this one-on-one. We love our one-on-one matchups. We don't think you can hold up out on the perimeter. That's what I've learned from the first quarter of this play. And Drew Aller's 10 of 11, a buck 19, and a beautiful touchdown throw. So Wisconsin's going to have to figure some different things up, whether it's heating them up, blitzing, doing some different stuff, because right now things are way too comfortable for this offense.
Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacomelli deep. Kick is in the air. Return chance. If Vinny wants it, he'll catch right side of the 7 to the 10. 15, a seam to the 20. 25, 30. Down the sideline, 40. Penalty marker flies. Vinny Anthony inside the 40, inside the 35-yard line of Penn State. But a penalty marker way back at the Wisconsin 25-yard line.
During the return, holding. Receiving team, number 38. 10-yard penalty for the spot of foul. It's first down.
Well, that was a massive seam for Vinny Anthony to run through there. And I tell you, look at the scoreboard. I don't know where the hold is there. I really don't.
The ref that threw it was at the 45 on the other side. There's four other guys. You can call a lot of stuff. I'm obviously not a fan of that. That is very ticky-tack.
All right, Badgers starting at their 13-yard line, first and 10. 31 seconds gone by, second quarter, 7-3 Penn State. So a big return, wiped out. Arion Dupree, the running back. Trechke Kahuna, slot on the right side. Locke looking to throw. Four-man rush. Brayden throws left side. Caught by Dupree. 15 outside the numbers. 20. 25-yard line. And Darion Dupree fights his way across the 25 up to about the 27-yard line of the far side. First down for the Badgers.
Just love that element that Dupree has brought to this team. And we saw it earlier in the season with the kind of the slants across the middle. That time, just a little swing route. Nice pickup on first down.
Dupree stays in there. Two receivers left. C.J. Williams out to the right for the Wisconsin 27-yard line. Lock. Play fake. Looking. Throwing. Left side. And it is knocked loose from Kekahuna. Incomplete. At the 50. That was good work. Dejon leaned and looked like got in there to disrupt for the Nittany Lions. Or check that Cam Miller was
very
there.
Very tight throw on the hash right there. That is very risky. Put him in a good spot to catch it. Safety came across, drilled him, cleared the football out of Kekahuna's hands.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Kekahuna slot left, loops in motion to the right. Lock on second down, throws a dart over the middle. Nowakowski the catch, and he is chopped down by DeLuca, the linebacker, at the 35-yard line. Dominic DeLuca, the redshirt junior on the stop. Gain of 8, third down and 2 for Wisconsin. We Walker back in for the Badgers. They sub. Penn State can do the same. So the center judge holding up the proceedings. Minute and a half gone by. Second quarter. 7-3 Penn State. Third down and 2 for the Badgers. Wisconsin 2 out of 5 on third down so far. They're at the 35-yard line. Riley Nowakowski, Tucker Ashcraft. Two tight ends left side of the formation. Hand off. Walker up the middle. Driving. Needs another push. And push he will. He'll get the first down. Oh, my goodness. That's a big boy 3-yard run for Tawee Walker. Penn State thought it had him stopped a yard short. Actually, it's up to the 39-yard line. And that is a gain of 4, first and 10.
That was not blocked particularly well. Penn State brought a kind of a cross dog, which the linebackers came basically unblocked. Walker at the hole did not have the first down, kept churning his feet, and then Renfro came in, shoved him through.
On first down, three receivers right in front of Kekahuna. Dropped the ball. Set up a little wide out screen there, and it's second and 10 for the Badgers at their 39. 12:34 left in the half, 7-3 Penn State.
That's speed and athleticism on the defensive side. You're kind of looking up. Tretch right there just kind of gave a peek, and when you do that, you look up, the ball falls to the turf.
Anthony wide to the left. A The Kahuna slot right. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Walker the running back. And Locke will give it to him. Tawee over the left side. Drives across the 40-yard line and up to the 42 on a gain of three. Smith Vilbert, fifth-year senior defensive lineman on the tackle. Third down and seven for the Badgers.
And we keep saying, let's not get in these third and longs. And it seems every drive we've gotten there. And it's not a rocket science deal here. First and second down need to get better. You can't drop a little bubble screen and expect to be it. Now it's here, third and seven.
The Kahuna out to the left, three receivers to the right. Vinny Anthony, one of them, a motion to the left. Snap to Braden Locke. Looking, throws left side. Anthony the catch. He's across the 45-yard line, and Vinny stops short of the first down by the linebacker Tony Rojas at the 47 of Wisconsin. It's now fourth and four, 11:49 left in the half, 7-3 Penn State.
And you saw Carter, Abdul Carter, who my eyes are on tonight. He's floating around, and you know you want to bring him. He's going to want to get after the quarterback. His athleticism out in space also was able to get out there, leaving Wisconsin short of that first down.
So fourth down and two from the Wisconsin 47-yard line. Brian Tracy is deep at the Penn State 10. Marcus Bertram's ready to punt. Snap is clean. Bertram steps up, and the kick is away. Sails inside the 10-yard line. Nice bounce. And it'll hit inside the 10 and down to the 8-yard line. Thinking that might have kicked out of bounds, but it did not. R.J. DeLancey down there to touch it up for Wisconsin. And Atticus Bertram's doing some work here in this first half of the Badgers. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 11:07 left in the first half. Penn State 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Senator Tammy Baldwin wants you to think cracking down on fentanyl is a priority. But here's what Senator Tim Scott has to say.
As a primary sponsor, the creator of the legislation, I've never had a single conversation with Tammy about this bill. Period. Full stop. So when they come to the table, signing on to my legislation in the 24th hour, so they have cover for an issue that has cost the lives of 70,000 Americans, it just makes me shrug my shoulders.
I'm Eric Hovde, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Before by Hovde for Wisconsin.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 7-3 Penn State, 11:07 left of the first half. Let's check in again with Patrick.
Wisconsin's defense has been really good the last three games. Really good. And one of the reasons Mike Tressel, the D coordinator, thinks that is because they've been able to play fast. They've been able to play instinctively, was what that really means to him, is that they know their assignments and they don't have to think anymore, just going fast. He said one of the challenges of playing this Penn State team with all their pre-snap movement and multiplicity is they get you thinking. He said it was going to be an important key this game that you can't let the multiplicity slow you down. So far we've seen Penn State get into a rhythm offensively, play fast, and have a lot of success through the air. Maybe Wisconsin is just pausing for a second.
We've got Penn State backed up inside the Nittany Lions 10-yard line. They'll begin at the 8. Empty backfield is Allen wide left, motions into the backfield, and they'll give it to him. Sweeps off the right side, 10, 15, Allen across the 20-yard line, and Catron Allen up to the 22 or 23-yard line, and quickly they're out of trouble. Preston Zachman on the stop.
Just a little jet sweep right there, and you're going to do that. Your perimeter needs to block, and Penn State did a good job of getting after Forkerine, letting kind of turn up and pick up a quick 13 or 14.
Mark at the 22-yard line of Penn State after that 14-yard run. First and 10 for the Nittany Lions. They lead it 7-3 with 10:35 left in the first half. Allen is the running back. Nicholas Singleton slot left, motions to the right, now into the backfield. And he'll take the handoff, bending it to his left. Little backside pursuit. And then Jaheim Thomas is there to clean up, among others. No gain on the play. Second down coming up with the Nittany Lions.
Just great effort off of the backside. That was a slower developing play that Penn State tried to do. Zachman that was able to kind of chase down, and Barton was in there.
And tempo offense, a little blitz up the middle. Drew Aller flush to his right, floats it out to Singleton. He'll catch across the 25-yard line, wrapped up by Leon Lowry across the 25 to the about the 27-yard line. And it's third down for Penn State, about 5 yards to go.
Aller's done a really nice job of avoiding the pressure that Wisconsin has been able to get and extend those plays, dumping it off there. Wisconsin did a good job of rallying to the football there, setting up a third and five to need to get off the field here.
Penn State one out of two on third down. Three receivers bunched to the right. One of them, Liam Clifford, will motion out to the left. Catron Allen, the running back. Aller back to throw, four-man rush. Aller pumps, throws right side. Allen the catch, 25-yard line. Stone shy of the 30-yard line. They'll mark at the 29. Good open field work. That was Nizer Forkerine over there for the Wisconsin Badgers, and Penn State is forced to punt.
That was a great job of running his feet and then let Jake Chaney get over there and Jaheim Top get over there to rally to the football and keeping him short of the sticks. That was needed. You could feel the energy in this place. We needed to get off the field, and we did.
On a scrimmage, the Penn State 29. Riley Thompson on the punt. Hunter Walder, deep kick is end over end. Return chance for Walder. Catches 22. Up the middle, cutting left, weaving across the 30. Walder across the 35-yard line and is driven down near the 38. Good return. Badgers in business here in quarter number two. 16-yard return from Hunter Walder. Get the ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership. From exclusive experiences to unique content, Camp Randall Club gets you closer to the Badgers. Learn more and join today at CampRandallClub.com. We'll step out. 8:36 left of the first half. Penn State 7, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
8 minutes, 36 seconds left in the first half. Penn State 7, Wisconsin 3. The Badgers will be taking over at their 37-yard line.
Don't you kind of feel like that was a really important third down stop? Because Penn State drive before goes down and gets it. Wisconsin gets it, and it's a fourth and short. You kind of are thinking, do you want to go? You punt it, hoping that you get off right away. They're able to do that. Now you get good field position after Hunter does a great job of fielding that punt, picking up 10 or 12 yards. And now we're in a position here to kind of get this game back in control, run the football, and get something moving here.
Vinny Anthony, Will Pauling will come out to the left. C.J. Williams to the right. Tawee Walker, the running back. Braden Locke gets him lined up on first and 10. Wisconsin 37-yard line. Little play fake. Locke throws over the middle. And that is dropped. Incomplete. Will Pauling across the 40-yard line. Zion Tracy there in coverage. Badgers got a little case of the drops here in this first half.
That was one that should have been caught. Just a slant by Will. And, you know, everything sped up. Obviously, Penn State's athleticism. Got to catch that one from Will.
Trips to the right. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 37-yard line. Walker to the left of the quarterback. Wade gets the snap, hands off to Walker, and he got hit right away. Taken down right at the 37-yard line. That was Zane Durant, the junior defensive tackle. Make it third and 10 for the Badgers at their own 37.
Yeah, just kind of came through in the middle part of Wisconsin's offensive line. You're pulling people. You have to make sure you secure that middle so that you can get started. That time, Penn State did a good job of getting penetration.
Will Pauling in motion left to right. Slot left, slot right. Third and 10 to the Badgers. Their own 37-yard line. Penn State sending four. Lock the throw. Shoots it to the right. And a one-hopper incomplete. Intended for C.J. Williams. So an empty possession there for the Badgers. Three and out. Punting from their own 37-yard line with 7:56 left till halftime.
Not a bad job of picking up. Penn State's defensive line ran a little stunt action, a little TE. And at the top of the route, there's a little bit of a tug. I'm not going to complain as much on that one. Everything sped up again. You have to try to find a rhythm. And again, third and 10, tough place to be.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Zion Tracy deep near the Penn State 20. Snap is clean, pressure light. Bertram's with a kick, a line drive. And it'll go over the head of Tracy inside the five. And that rockets into the end zone for the touchback. States will take over at its own 20-yard line. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. Wisconsin football also brought to you by U.S. Bank, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 7:49 left in the first half. Penn State 7, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 7:49 left in the half. 7-3 Penn State. The Lions averaging 7.2 yards per play, though, but the Badgers did get a stop. Forced a punt in the last Nittany Lions possession.
And unfortunately, we discussed this stuff before the games. Everybody knows you want to stay third and normal, third and two, third and three. And Wisconsin has not done a great job of that. The ones that they have converted, it has been third and short. They had the one early third and 15. But third and 10, third and 11, their pass rush, what they're able to do, it's a tough formula. Have to find a way to get out of that.
Drew Aller, who is 12 of 13 through the air. This is offense back there. Liam Clifford was lined up behind him, and now he'll move in motion to the right. Nicholas Singleton is the running back. Aller gets the snap, looking under some pressure, steps up, he'll run 20-25, and Aller is stopped by Forcarine at the 28-yard line. He's a big guy, as we mentioned, 6'5", 235 pounds. He gets ahead of steam. Could be a problem. Gain of 8 there. Second down and 2.
At least we got him off of his spot there. And Elijah Hills, who has just been playing really good football, beat his man and was able to make Aller move. And unfortunately, he was able to step up and pick up 8 yards.
Clifford slot right. Now you got Singleton. Lined a little wildcat QB. He's going to pull it. Works off to the left side. And Jaheim Thomas is all over it. He takes down Singleton to the 29-yard line. You had Aller to the left of Singleton. Aller clapping his hands, calling for the ball, but it was Singleton there as the Wildcat QB. And now Bo Pribula will come in. He plays some quarterback as well. Redshirt sophomore. Third and one Penn State from its own 29.
You just love seeing when film study and preparation during the week pays off. Thomas read that, understood what Penn State was doing, went and made a play.
Aller is out to the left. You got the big lineman in motion. Pribula and the handoff into the line. They will get the first down. Singleton across the 30 to the 31-yard line. They had Ioane, that 348-pound left guard, again lining up outside to the left and in motion. First and 10 Penn State at the Nittany Lions 31.
Almost a wham block that they had their offensive guard coming full speed in motion. Wham is when you let a defensive lineman come up the field interior. I think it was Elijah Hills, and he took a good shot. Penn State was able to pick up that first down.
6 minutes left in the half. 7-3 Penn State. Aller back in there at quarterback. Singleton to his right. Double wide to the right. Here's an option. Toss right side. Singleton. Cheney gets there. Singleton slips through. 35 to the 40 and shoved out of bounds. Penalty marker on the play back at the 30-yard line. And I believe this is coming back. Here's the call.
Holding. Offense. Number 16. 10-yard penalty for the previous spot. It's still first down.
That's Khalil Dinkins, the tight end. Second Penn State penalty here in the first half.
That was, I think, on Hunter Wohler, who was coming up, but Jake Cheney did a really good job of reading that, getting up there. He was not able to make the tackle. It would have been a TFL, but we got the holding call on Hunter Wohler. Now, put him back, first and 20, find a way, make a big play.
From the Penn State 21-yard line, Julian Fleming, Liam Clifford out to the right, Tyler Warren slot left, motions to the right. Katron Allen, the running back. Snap to Aller, looking, shovel pass, caught by Allen across the 25, and he gets dragged down from behind by big Kurt Neal, mm-hmm. just across the 25-yard line, Penn State territory.
I was seeing him, and it's nice when you kind of see a guy get into a rhythm on defense, too. We've seen that the last couple weeks. Darrell Peterson did that last week. Kurt Neal, that is not easy. It's first and 20. You want to get up the field trying to get after the quarterback, but he stayed back, was able to read it, and was able to stop that little shovel pass from being a big play.
Second down and 15, Penn State at its own 26-yard line. Allen, the running back, to the right of Aller. Omari Evans wide left in motion to the right. Lines up slot on that side. Aller gets the snap. Badgers bring in four. Aller with time. Now running out of time. He avoids the rush, and now Leon Lowry will catch up and bring him down at about the 29-yard line. And it's third down and long for Penn State. Just beyond, well, just shy of the 29. Third down and 12. It's Penn State subbing quickly. Aller getting him organized, frantically waving Amari Evans out to the right. Three receivers outside. One on the left. Snap to Aller. Badgers bringing four. Left side pass. Wide of the marking. Completed the 40-yard line. Ricardo Holman on the coverage. Harrison Wallace, the intended receiver, as the Badger defense will force another punt.
Yeah, really good coverage by Ricardo. It almost looked like he was ready to jump. Pius does a really good job off of the left tackle from Penn State, getting pressure, forcing that throw early, and another big stop by this Wisconsin defense.
Riley Thompson punting. Hunter Wolder is deep at the 26 of Wisconsin. Snap and a roll to the right. They got a little pressure on. Kick is away. End over end. Wolder the fair catch, and he'll make it inside the 30-yard line of Wisconsin. So the Badger defense continuing to play well. Let's see if the offense can get something cranked up as we will take a timeout after that 44-yard punt. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford, tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 4:04 left in the first half. Penn State 7, Wisconsin 3. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoy comes from farmers who take pride in raising a safe, high-quality, nutritious, delicious product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
4 minutes, 4 seconds left in quarter number two. Penn State 7, Wisconsin 3. The Badgers are taking over at their 27-yard line. Place is buzzing here. Let's see if it can really erupt, if the offense can make something happen downstairs. Patrick, what's it like here tonight?
Yeah, it's the fourth sellout of the season, and this is the best crowd we've had so far, and that's not a surprise. But this crowd is all standing. So we don't always see that at Camp Randall, but they are on their feet everywhere. And like you mentioned, they're just waiting for that big play to erupt. The defense so far has held up their end, and this crowd is really getting loud on those third and fourth downs. But it's like they're just hanging on every moment and ready to really help this team if the offense can make a big play.
The defense with back-to-back stops forcing punts here. The one touchdown, a Drew Allard pass to Nicholas Singleton that capped the 90-yard drive that was early in this quarter.
And you're starting to feel like they're getting into a rhythm. It felt like that first quarter Penn State was doing and dictating everything. And now, you know, obviously that holding penalty was big, but you're starting to see, whether it's Hills or Pius, guys getting in there, and you can't let a quarterback stay back there and be comfortable. Getting a little bit of pressure, that's been kind of turning this thing back over. And now Wisconsin has to figure some things out. Their rush game has been getting there. Walker, 8 carries, 26 yards. Not really getting that movement up front so far. Penn State moving around, getting some penetration, and putting Wisconsin in a lot of tough third down situations.
Darion Dupree, the running back. Braden Locke, 6 of 16 so far tonight. Gets the snap, looking, a little roll. Now stops, throws left side. That's caught across the 30-yard line. Vinny Anthony up to the 35 on a gain of 8. We mentioned 6 of 16 before that throw, but probably been 3 or 4 drops here in this first half.
That was just first down. Really good pass protection by the boys up front.
On second and 2, and whistle
time
stop
out.
Play. James Franklin, I think, teases a timeout.
Timeout, Penn State.
First timeout called by the Nittany Lions. 4 catches in this first half from Vinny Anthony of the 7 completions for Braden Locke. We have 3:44 left in the first half. We'll keep it here. It's 7-3, Penn State.
That was a case there where Phil Longo in Wisconsin, you never know when they're going to go tempo, and you want to get up on that line of scrimmage to continue to put pressure, not only to get into a rhythm, and this offense has not really found its rhythm yet. You want to do that, but also not letting Penn State substitute. and you want to get rid of those timeouts. So that was one of those cases where move, 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 make the defense react to you. Got a timeout here in the second quarter.
Tawee Walker back in there for Wisconsin. Second and two, Wisconsin at the Badgers 35-yard line. Vinny Anthony wide to the left. You got Pauling to the right. Pistol formation now with Walker behind his quarterback, Braden Locke. Here's the snap. They give to Walker up the middle, up the left hash mark, so he'll get the first down. Up to the 38-yard line. Needed two, got three. First and 10 for the Badgers.
And good job securing that middle. You ended up pulling right guard Huber. You ended up getting the tight end rolling, but you just ran right back up that middle. Go get north and south. Find it. Renfro did a good job of finishing his man. You pick up a first down.
3:20 and counting left in the half. Just the formation again. Double wide to the right. Lock turns. Hands off Walker. Off the right side. Gets across the 40-yard line and then gets driven back there on a gain of 2 hard yards for Tawee Walker. Second down and 8 for the Badgers with 3:05 left of the first half. 7-3 Penn State.
That's what Penn State is hoping for. The more Walker or Dupree bounce the football, their speed and athleticism sideline to sideline, that's how they like playing. And that is what they did right there.
It's Dominic DeLuca on that last tackle. Double wide to the left. Lock throwing over the middle. That is caught across midfield. Will Pauling into Penn State territory. Down to the 47-yard line. First and 10 for the Badgers with 2:38 left in the half.
There's a little bit of rhythm. Just an easy, you get to your drop, your steps. Ball comes out. Will catches that with his hands. Able to turn up, pick up the first down. That's the kind of rhythm that you're looking to get into.
Quincy Burroughs in there now for Wisconsin. He and Riley Nowakowski out to the right. Two receivers to the left. Anthony and Pauling for the Penn State 47-yard line. Pauling loops in motion. Little end around. Here comes Will. Needs a block inside the 45. And the linebacker Tony Rojas wraps up Pauling. Takes him to the turf at the 43-yard line of Penn State. On a gain of 4 as we hit the 2-minute timeout. We'll keep it here with 2 minutes left in the first half. Penn State 7, Wisconsin 3. Critical juncture here. Remember, Penn State will receive in the second half. The Badgers have all of their timeouts and 2 minutes to work with. It's a second and 6 of the Penn State 43-yard line.
What I like there is I've been saying go north and south running the football. That's with your tailback. There, you end up getting it to Will out in space, and you have Tawee Walker come out and be your lead blocker, and he did a really nice job. I think that's one of the things, you know, looking at what your next steps are going to be. Can you catch the ball out of the backfield? Are you a willing blocker? We obviously have seen what he's able to do carrying the football. He's done, I think, a nice job on his blitz pickup, but also on these jet sweeps, getting outside, going, picking up a linebacker, whoever's going to show up in that run, in those running lanes, and picking up a block, and that gives you, instead of a 1 or 2 yard pickup, you end up getting a 3 or 4 yard pickup.
We'll have a second and 6 when play resumes. Only points for Wisconsin so far, and Nathaniel Vaco's 50-yard field goal on the game's opening possession. And stay with that early second quarter touchdown connection from Drew Allard to Nicholas Singleton, a 6-yard throw and a very impressive contested catch from Singleton. Next week, the Badgers play at Iowa. Time to be determined. Hawkeyes, a convincing win over Northwestern today. Penn State returns to State College and will square off with Ohio State. A narrow victory for the Buckeyes today over Nebraska. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Just a crazy year in the Big Ten this year. You don't really know what's going to happen. The USC, we go out there, they play a great second half, and then they end up getting beat. You don't know. Maryland gets smoked by Minnesota. You still have Ohio State, obviously Indiana, but it feels like college football is kind of going the route of the NFL, where
week to week
is what? Just wait, what happened?
Yep, Oregon winning big at home over Illinois today. Indiana now 8-0 and has yet to trail this season. So ready to resume play, second and 6 for the Badgers, the Penn State 43-yard line, 7-3 the Nittany Lions, 2 minutes left, first half of play. Anthony. Anthony will come out wide to the left. Quincy Burroughs to the right. Will Pauling slot on the left side. Walker is the running back. Nowakowski wing on the left side. Pauling breaks out wider to the left. Here's the handoff to Walker. And a bounce to the left inside the 40, 35-yard line. And finally driven down. Jalen Reed with help at the 31. And Nowakowski is shaken up for Wisconsin. Well, that was terrific work from Tawee Walker because there was nothing going at the point of attack. And he bounced it to his left and had some space.
Brunner pulled from his left guard spot and kind of it got bubbled back a little bit, but Walker kept his feet like he's been doing and then bounced it out. And then what I love seeing, Jack Nelson, the left tackle, he's down finishing downfield. When Walker makes that bounce and does it, instead of it being 3 or 4 yards, he's able to go pick up a big chunk.
43 yards here for Tawee Walker. Patrick, what do you have?
Well, we talked about how Wisconsin was having trouble getting to third and longs. Their average third down to go is 3rd and 9. Maybe the solution is just don't get to third down. This time they've been converted on 3 second downs to move the chains.
There you go. There's your new keys to the game.
There you go. Sign that up.
Avoid
absolutely.
Third down. Anthony and Pauling wide left. Burroughs to the right. In the 31-yard line of Penn State, 1st and 10, Wisconsin. 1:47 clock running left of the first half. Penn State up 4. Play fake lock. Back to throw. Down the left seam. That's caught by Pauling inside the 10, inside the 5. Thrown down near the 3-yard line. Will Pauling creates 1st and goal for Wisconsin. And a Penn State defender is down. One of their outstanding defensive linemen denied Dennis Sutton. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 1st and goal from the 3 as the Penn State athletic trainers out to 10 to deny Dennis Sutton. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This offense in some rhythm now. Braden Locke with a connection to Vinny Anthony. It'll be 1st and goal when play continues. But the left leg we're working on there with Dennis Sutton, it looked like. Left leg, left foot being... just trying to stretch out a little bit.
It looked like a cramp or something, a groin. It was some, but that play right there, the really good protection up front by Wisconsin's offensive line and tight ends and tailback. And that's a very high, that's a highly difficult throw that Braden Locke made to Will Pauling there. Right down the seam, right on the left hash, and you had to let it rip. You had to have the right trajectory on it, and he fit it in there beautifully. And then Will is able to continue to pick up some yak yards after. And now we're sitting here 1st and goal, wanting to time this up, not give the football back to Penn State.
That was a 28-yard connection there to Will Pauling. With a minute 39 left in the first half, it is 7-3 Penn State. 1st and goal for the Badgers when we pick up the action.
So I think Penn State has to use one of their timeouts for that injury. Is that correct?
Yes.
So they're now
down to one.
Yeah. So you're down to one, and that is going to factor in, but you obviously want to go get 6 from Wisconsin. You'll take it on 1st down. You'll take it on 2nd down. But ideally, you want to make them churn through that last timeout, get down there and score, get this lead going into the half.
Riley Nowakowski looks like he might come back in there. Patrick, what do you see?
Good news on the injury front. He went into the Mueller Sports Medicine tent for a minute, came running back out. They've cleared him to go back, and he's not on this snap, but he's cleared to come back to the game.
Jackson Aker is in there right now. Wing on the left side. 1st and goal at the 3. Pauling wide left. Burroughs wide right. Tawee Walker is the running back. Shotgun snap to Locke. He'll give it to Walker. Up the middle. Tawee driving to the 2. Abdul Carter, among others, there to stop him. It'll be 2nd and goal at the 2. And a timeout taken, and looks like the last one there for Penn State. Continue to keep it here with a minute 34 left till halftime. 7-3 the Nittany Lions. So James Franklin obviously trying to save as much time as he can It's second and goal for the Badgers at the 2 with Penn State leading 7-3.
Yeah, and that was Abdul Carter, who is somebody that I know everybody here is really impressed with. I think I'm fairly confident to say NFL scouts are uber impressed with. He's got that pedigree. He did a nice job there of staying home, not getting pushed off that line of scrimmage, was able to bring Walker down before they could get into the end zone.
Impressive drive. Lock 3 for 3, 49 yards on this possession for the Badgers. It's Wisconsin threatening to take the lead late in the second quarter. So Penn State out of timeouts. Second and goal at the 2, and Nowakowski back in there for Wisconsin. And here we go. Under center is Braden Locke, Aker, and Walker, the backfield combo. Here's the snap to Locke. Play fake. Throwing left side. Aker too high. In.